But let's also give you a helicopter picture of your country. Komoto Modise, who is currently in Soweto. Good morning, Komoto. Eyewitness News reporter. What currently is the state of play in Soweto at this hour?
Good morning. Good morning, Lester. Yes, we're in Kimball, Soweto. I've been driving through Soweto all morning. I started in the southernmost part of Soweto around Orlando Deep Cliff this morning, and I've made my way all the way to the western part of the township. That's around Naledi or so. And I can tell you that it's been very, very quiet. If anything, it resembles what you'd see on a public holiday. Save for a few rocks and a bit of rubble on the road, there's very little happening in Soweto. I've seen more police officers and I haven't seen a single demonstrator, no red berets on the road, just police making their way through Soweto. Mm. I am outside the house of Ndandalax, who's been very vocal against Julius Malema and the shutdown. His house has experienced some sort of an explosion a little earlier in the morning. He believes it was a petrol bomb or something that seems like a petrol bomb. So we're here this morning trying to gather the facts around that.
So a report of arson at Ndlandlalax's home.
Yes. So where police are here, they've cordoned off the road and the house as well, and they are investigating. We know that there's been something that looks like an explosion happening here on the roof as well as just outside. But, I mean, we don't know whether it's a petrol bomb yet. Police are investigating what the explosion was caused by.
Reports of arrests in the Braamfontein area, the Joburg CBD last night. What do we know? I'm seeing the police minister, Becky Tele, on the 24-hour news channel saying that so far there have been 57 arrests around South Africa.
Yes, so we understand that there have been some arrests in the Braamfontein area where people that we understand to be students, at least the EFF is claiming they are students, have been demonstrating from last night already. However, we have been seeing tweets also from EFF leader Julius Malema that he's sending his lawyers to assist those that were arrested last night. Police Minister Peggy Tele has been briefing the media on the state of affairs. It seems currently right now, most parts, at least in Joburg, are pretty calm, save for a few isolated incidents. I can tell you that from social media, the videos that we were seeing last night of parts of the province, it looks nothing like what was being shared by EFF leaders on social media. But of course, it's still early, so this may develop as the day progresses. However, it does seem that police are ready and their systems are in full swing. I can tell you that earlier on yesterday I saw some fires being put out and police have been collecting tires all around Soweto. So it seems they do have a plan that they're executing for now.
Komoto Modise, Eyewitness News reporter in Soweto in Johannesburg. 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp 072-567-1567.